scripture this morning is Luke chapter 6 from verse 27 through 38. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners have those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again, but love your enemies. Love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great. You will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given unto you, a good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The word of God for the people of God. This is one of them scriptures where you don't say amen, you say ouch. You say uh-oh. Work out. 10 laps. Chin-ups. Look good. Steam room, dress warm. Call home, fresh air. Eat right, rest well. Sweetheart, safe sex. Sore throat, long flu. Hard nose, beware. Test blood, count cells. Reds thin, white slow. Dress warm, eat well, short breath, fatigue, night sweats, dry cough, loose stools, weight loss, get mad, fight back, call home, rest well, don't cry, take charge, no sex, eat right, call home, talk slow. Chin up, no air, arms wide, nose hard, cough dry, hold on, mouth wide, drink this, breathe in, breathe out, no air, breathe in, breathe in, no air, blackout, white rooms, head hot, feet cold, no work, eat right, CAT scan, chin up, breathe in, breathe out, no air, no air, thin blood, sore lungs, mouth dry, mind gone, 6 months, 3 weeks, can't eat, no air. Today, tonight, it waits for me. Sweetheart, don't stop. Breathe in. Breathe out. Thank you. Melvin Dixon is one of the most prolific poets of our time, and he is a leading voice within the gay black community. He wrote Heartbeats, that poem you just heard, in a world where, as he put it, the white gay community didn't recognize multiculturalism. And the black gay community didn't recognize multisexualism. Listen to that now. Listen to that. For white gays, only white gay folks were valid. And for black people, no gay people were valid. And against this double cremation, he says, this double cremation, we must leave the legacy of our writing and our perspectives on gay and straight experiences. In a world where people are not allowed to exist, art becomes a mode of resistance. Poetry becomes a sword stronger than the actual sword, a response to tragic existence. Langston Hughes, y'all know Langston Hughes? Yeah, who don't know Langston Hughes? Wrote The Negro Speaks of Rivers. Alice Dunbar, wife of Paul Lawrence, wrote Violet and Other Tales. Robert Hayden, the tattooed man, all artists' pain suffered and outlived. James Baldwin, Audre Lorde, Nikki Giovanni, all quoted, all prolific, all gay. Let's not wait until June, church. Let's not wait until June, till Pride Month. No. Pride Month and Black History Month need to be in conversation with each other. All of them gay, their sexuality never mentioned alongside their being, alongside their art. Let's just look at the poetry, not the personhood. All of them co-opted along with their art, often by straight black men like me, to sugarcoat the black experience as monolith. But you cannot think about these people without thinking about their full personhood, even if it means telling the rest of the world our little secret in the black community that black life is multisexual and layered and complex as the rest, and no, more so than the rest, because in addition to the basic human complexities we all share is 400 years of denial participated in foremost, not by racists, not by Southerners, but by Christians who have done this work. Bad religion has killed some good people. And the opposite is not no religion, but good religion. And this is our project, church, to follow God into the deepest, darkest corners of ourselves and have the courage to turn from our ways, or the courage to get a counselor, or the courage to take your medicine. Courage in the cadences of life to create a new rhythm. Let me hear you say that word, courage. Because more than anything, Melvin Dixon's Heartbeats is an act of defiance. It is an act of courage against a failing body. Not submission, but defiance to create a new rhythm. This is how we destroy this game. Some say play nice. We play, still die. Doormats, turn cheeks, don't die. Heartbeats. I got challenges with Luke chapter 6. I don't know another way to say it. I got challenges with this. And it's not the text itself. The text itself is brilliant. It is brilliant. It is Jesus at perhaps his most profound and philosophical and ethical and spiritual, all coming together in one quick little statement that we can read over. It's not Jesus that I have a problem with. It is the interpretation of Luke chapter 6 that I have a problem with in this moment of time. And as a result, the text has been boiled down to simple statements like nonviolence, ignore evil people. If they're bad to you, be good to them, right? Isn't that how we grew up hearing that scripture our entire lives? Turn the other cheek. If something bad is happening, in a more dangerous interpretation. Remember, we've been talking about abuse now. We're still here if you need to talk. The scripture reads, if someone is hurting you, then let them keep hurting you. If a system is hurting you, comply with that system. Endure dysfunction because God will take care of you. This is not even close to what this scripture is saying, church. Not even close. It is so far from saying, turn the other cheek. Let them smack you again, right? Passive, pacifist, conciliatory. Check this out. In ancient Israel, a backhand slap was the most disrespectful thing you could do to somebody. The backhand slap. You would only do it to people who were not your equals. Your equals, you could slap the forward way. But the backhand slap was just so disrespectful. And listen, that's still true today. Ain't it? And it was less about the pain of the act and more about the humiliation that's associated with the act. Now, somebody backhand slapped you. Let me tell you how bad it was in ancient Israel. The money was called a zuz, right? Z-U-Z. That was the money in those times, right? Say zuz. And 200 zuz was enough to live for 1 year. That was a year's salary, right? You could have a comfortable existence for 200 zuz. And if you got a divorce, for example, the woman would get 100 zuz, enough to last 6 months, unless it was her first time being married, and then she would get 200 zuz, right? This was the law. This was Jewish midrash. This was law. And so I'm saying this because if somebody backhand slapped you in this law, it said that you could sue that person for 400 zuz. That's how bad it was to hit your equal in this way. And Walter Wink said it perfectly. Do we have any left-handed folks in here? I'm a lefty. Any other lefties? My wife's a lefty. Any other lefties here? We're going to struggle through this next part here, okay? But I just want to tell you the history. I just want to tell it to you, right? In a right-handed society, a backhanded slap happened on the right cheek. Just imagine it, right? Take your right hand. It happened on the other person's right cheek. To do anything with the left hand was considered unclean back in ancient Israel. It was unclean to use your left hand. Is everybody with me so far? Unclean to use your left hand. They would have left me in the desert a long time ago because I can't do nothing with this right hand except do this right here when I'm preaching. Everything else happens with this, right? And therefore, to turn the other cheek meant one of two things. I guess a third thing. I mean, if you wanted to slap somebody like that. But that's not what they were talking about. It meant one of two things. It meant that either the person had to hit them with the front of their hand and therefore admit that that person was their equal, or they had to use their left hand and therefore admit that what they were doing was unclean. Slow down. Slow down. What Jesus is saying is not take it, let it happen, but show them the injustice of their action. Show them the uncleanness of what they're doing. Show them that you are their equal. Show them the absurdity of their abuse. As George Hermanson said, our response reveals the reality of injustice. Our response reveals the reality, which means to simply walk away is to accept this harm as acceptable. And to strike them back is to participate in the same cycle of harm. But to turn the other cheek implicates them while showing them that what you have done to them, what you have done to me, your attempt to dehumanize me has not worked. You exercise power over my body, but not all of me. And I'm taking my body back. Remember Alice Dunbar? She was bisexual and she was abused by her husband, the dear Paul Lawrence Dunbar, writer of We Wear the Mask. Let that be a part of the story as well. She left and she kept writing. What you had was temporary power over me. Alice Dunbar, Ashe. When Angola was nothing more than a Portuguese colony, it was the revolutionaries who turned the other cheek and said, no more of this. But if they operated on a colonial interpretation of Luke 6, then they would still be there being nice to their oppressors, because this is our lot. I guess God has seen fit for me to be here. God's plan is the equality of all people. God's plan is the equality of all people, meaning the freedom and equity of all people here on earth as it is where? You just prayed it, now you better know it. Wherever that is not happening, inside of a home or inside of a city or inside of a nation, it is our job as the people of God to turn the other cheek and show them the absurdity, the indignity, the equality that we share with them. And we don't need violence to do it, church, because violence will only share my harm with them, but it will not free me. And powerless, we often take on the violence of those that harmed us. You seen that before? Have you seen that in yourself? Because that's our understanding of how power works. People who abuse power are often people who, usually in childhood, had their power abused. Had someone in power over them and abused it. But violence is petty. I said it. Violence is petty. In our powerlessness, we become petty, don't we? Because we think that being petty will turn the tables. Now, I'll get my power back if I turn petty. Think about your pettiness that you have inside of you. Think about your bitterness and what is it connected to. Often, our pettiness is connected to a loss of power and how we respond in losing that power. Violence is petty, and pettiness is violence. But when we have experienced the violence of others, the violence of systems, Jesus says, do not go there with them. Don't give them what they're giving you. Do not play their game, but let your resistance show them. Don't get petty. Turn the other cheek. In Alabama, black people took fire hoses, but kept marching and kept singing and kept praying to show them, I'm not here to harm you. I am here for my freedom. At the same time, on the other side of the world, in Angola, there was a fight for independence against the Portuguese oppressors. You will not treat me this way. We are your equals. And the beauty, the sheer beauty of the Angolan revolution is, I told you about art, right? I told y'all about art. Inside the church, while the revolution was happening around them, the people were dancing. Doing what? Dancing during the revolution. Correct me, Zuperi, if I'm wrong. You were just there. This was not dancing away their problems. This was not escapism to what was happening. This was a practice that went alongside the revolution. That while there was fighting, there was dancing. Now, that at offering time inside of these churches, which was and still is the most important part of the service, everyone in the space would get up if they could and come forward, and they'd wheel forward if they couldn't do nothing, and people would carry them forward if they couldn't do anything. And whether they had money to give or not, because giving is about more than money, church. That while you oppress me, I will not give my harm back to you. I will give God my praise. See, you think this is going to stop me from believing. See, you think that you can have my spirit when you abuse me, but I will dance in the presence of God, because I know even if I have nothing, I will still give God my life. You think you can stop me. You don't have access to my spirit. Protect your spirit, folks. Protect your spirit, folks, because we will need to use our spirit to reclaim our bodies. Protect your spirit because we will need our spirit to reclaim our bodies, because they will not give it to you freely, and returning violence endangers our spirit. Revenge is about doing God's work. And Jesus turns this entire process of revenge on his head. You got somebody you want to tell them where they can go and what they can do with it, don't you? You got one person. I know you do. I know you do. You want to tell them, or you want to go tell them on social media. You want to go do something petty and dumb. And I want you to hear Luke chapter 6. That is not yours to do. Amen. Turn the other cheek. Jesus turns this entire process on its head. It's not about revenge. It's not about getting back. There is no getting evil, even with what has been done to us. There's nothing we can do to get even. Nothing that we can do to get even with what has been done. And God interrupts that and instead says, will you turn the other cheek and show them that they did not win? Show them that they cannot win. Show them that you belong to a living God. It doesn't mean that we don't want freedom on the South Side, and your responsibility this Tuesday, church, is to vote. Now, you have to vote for whoever you believe will lead to freedom on the South Side. That is your responsibility. It doesn't mean that we don't address the people building an immigration detention center just an hour south from us in Dwight, Illinois. It doesn't mean that we aren't going to address them and confront them. No. It doesn't mean that if we are victims of abuse in any form that we should just let it be, because you are nobody's doormat, church. But leave the pettiness alone. Leave the pettiness alone. I want reparations, not revenge. I want my freedom and to keep my spirit intact. If I get my freedom, but I lose my spirit in the process, was my freedom worth it? I need my freedom and my spirit intact. Use the art inside of you. Find the courage inside of you. This is how we destroy this game. Some say, play nice. We play, still die. Doormats, turn cheeks. Don't die. Heartbeats. God is begging us not to participate in the evil that surrounds us. At the Proctor Conference this week, Brother Darnell Jones, author of Ashes in the Fire, asked whether in our condemnation of structural racism and systemic evil, the stuff we talk about and yell about from this pulpit on a week-to-week basis, hate racism, but to ask whether we, churches, had processes in our own system that needed confronting. Why are we so busy yelling at them? Is this place safe for everyone? Everyone. To be who they truly are, to offer what is in you as an act of defiance to a world that would oppress us? I put it another way. In your life, think about what you would love to see go away. Think about something you would love to see go away. And simply ask yourself, well, how do I participate in it? How do I participate in it? We soon realize that we are works in progress. Heartbeats. Give grace to those that hurt you so. But grace is not to let them be. This world will change in time through us to turn the cheek, to dance. I'm free. Amen. Hear the Spirit speaking to you in the silence.